The Onion's writers couldn't resist one more headline about the NBC Olympics. Michael Phelps asks Bob Costas if he wins or loses tonight. This Olympic week was ideal for Onion-esque absurdity. An Olympic celebration choreography malfunction left London's mayor suspended from a zip wire holding tiny British flags. Multiple badminton teams were suspended for not trying hard enough. Each one of these stories prompts the refrain, "It sounds like an Onion headline." The Onion, of course, is the satirical paper of fake news, but an Onion headline isn't just absurdity. As a public service, we called in former Onion Features editor Joe Garden to help us walk through the difference between an odd headline and an Onion headline. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hi, Bob. Great to be here.
Now, here's a couple more we saw this week. One, Chick-fil-A public relations boss dies amid homophobia uproar. And one from an NPR story, ever-growing past confounds history teachers.
That was seriously a story, or is that, am I being put on?
Evidently from NPR's website.
I'm upping my pledge money. That's totally worth it.
Why is one of these a prospective Onion headline and one not?
Inasmuch as I may disagree with Chick-fil-A, I don't wish death on any of them. And so the idea that their publicist died amidst this very stressful time, it's almost like it's just chicken. It's not worth dying over it. The ever-growing past, that could totally be an Onion story. We did something sort of similar, like U.S. Department of Retro warns we're running out of decades.
Sounds like an old Bazooka Joe joke or something like that.
Right. You know, more it's like, the problem with history is it just keeps happening. We keep making more. And then Bazooka Joe is falling backwards and his feet fly up in the air. Oh, no.
Now, when you worked at The Onion, I'm going to take a wild guess that your inbox was just constantly filled with torn from the real headlines headlines with the comment that you could have written this. Did they ever get it right?
Usually not. It would always be something that was just a little bit too broad and slapsticky. President Obama falls down the stairs. That wasn't really what we were striving for. We were striving more for satire. Just because something silly happened, it didn't mean it made a greater point at all. The hard thing was when you're sort of cornered at a party and somebody pitches you a news event that they think would be a great Onion headline, and then you sort of have to be like, ah, ha, ha, ha. Oh, yeah, well, I'll get right on that. Yeah. And then you sort of like try to
frozen
change the subject.
Frozen smile. Is there an underlying rubric for putting these together?
What The Onion tries to do mostly is react to more of a zeitgeist rather than specific news event. I mean, that's why a lot of The Onion stories hold up still, you know, 5, 10, 15 years later, is because it wasn't really reactive to one specific story. I think people really don't understand that it takes more than just a goofy series of circumstances put in headline form. You know, you're actually trying to form a decent cohesive joke that makes a point in as few words as possible. It's not just somebody getting stuck on a zip line. Although that's a comical image, it's not a great headline.
Now, there's actually an inverse of this phenomenon, or reverse, converse, or possibly reciprocal. I'm not sure what the analogy is mathematically, but that is the headline that is so perfect in its fakeness that it fakes out people who think it's actually real.
Mm-hmm. The Onion reported that Congress was threatening to leave Washington, D.C. unless they built a new Capitol building, complete with a retractable dome for daylight legislation.
Like the Nets.
Yes,
or...
and we even had our own architectural drawing of the building, and the Beijing Evening News picked it up and ran it, complete with our graphic. And then when a reporter called them and said, you know, this is made up, right? Their response was, well, how do you know it's made up?
Now, it doesn't take a Chinese news agency to do that. Some percentage of the public is irony impaired, you know, and it might be 70. Do you just have regular civilians writing to you in outrage over some headline that they have taken to be the real deal?
Yeah, to me, the best example of that was an op-ed. It was, Mary-Kate is holding Ashley Olsen down. And this is still when they were, like, young. And every week, you could count on getting 5 or 6 angry emails for about 2 years about that article.
All right, Joe. So lastly, we have this idea of throwing it out to our listeners. And we want to find out whether OTM fans can themselves find an Onion-esque headline in the wild. And then, if you're willing, we'll bring you back and you can choose the best, and then someone will win one of our deeply fantastic on-caffeine mugs. What do you think?
I'd love that.
Joe, thanks so much.
Thank you, Bob.
Joe Garden is the former features editor of The Onion. Here are some Onion video headlines for inspiration for listeners hoping to find one that'll impress Joe.
Where Gmail servers were down for nearly 2 hours today in what Google called a show of their immense power.
The nation's girlfriends continue to press for an economic recovery plan they say could save the nation as much as $220 billion annually if their boyfriends simply agree to move in with them.
Congress today passed a landmark Social Security reform bill they estimate could save the troubled program billions. The so-called Grab Life by the Balls bill includes provisions to cut the cost of cigarettes in half, outlaws helmets, and adjusts the CDC's recommended amount of sleep from 8 hours a night to when you're dead.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.